Okay, well, moving on. Now let's do a little review of last month's session. You know, we started with a reminder of how to start all processes with spinning our Merkaba at 100% light. Our first mission was to work with the first time lock in its light templates. We then discussed how working with these new energies can cause some old anomalies to pop up, and then how to handle them. We reminded everybody to call up that trusty and non-judgmental inner observer as one of the key tools. And that's kind of what we were talking about on the Q&A session, being observant without judgment. And to me, that's one of the major keys. And, of course, we want to remind you that the foundation of the fifth dimensional template are the refined frequencies that hold the fifth dimension together, which is unity consciousness and love. This template is the foundation from which every action of creative energy is manifested in form. Another basic, of course, of this new fifth dimensional template is time. Time is being altered from linear, which is, of course, the old past, present, and future, to present time only. Present time is fluid and has many creative opportunities. When you talk about the anomalies that the inner observer discovers, remember the importance of using the fourth, fifth, and sixth rays of creation to clear them and create replacement patterns. Having this refined fifth dimensional template integrated into your consciousness and in your physical body gives you the present time factor and also a different emotional range. In the fifth dimensional state of being, you are calm and certain about who you are. You have confidence that you have the skills to create what is needed. No longer do you process all of the anomalies through that lower emotion. When you process these anomalies in the now, there is no resistance in the body. When there is rigidity in the body, it does not allow healing to take place. For years, you have paid attention to your expanded consciousness. Now it is time to use that to assist the body and upgrade it to hold the more refined light frequencies that you are establishing in your physical experience. It is now time to alter your consciousness, as well as your body, to a full fifth dimensional expression. Now, also in our last session, we talked about the functioning of the sixth dimensional template. This is where you access refined concepts and energetics and compress them to make them more usable in the fifth dimensional physical experience. This is not new to you because you have learned how to compress light by using the second triad. You have become proficient at this process, as you have used it in many, many, many times. The sixth dimensional template also has a magnetic component that comes from source. It allows you to start using the tenth ray of creation more effectively. It attracts light to light, so you can attract the light of source to the light that you hold. The light that you hold is now enhanced and magnified in the presence of the 10th ray magnetics of source. In addition, these magnetics provide another function of the stability, which is so important in the fifth dimension. This stability is not like the stability of the third dimension, which is very rigid. Because in the fifth dimensional template, the stability is present along with a fluidity, which then allows unlimited potential to create effectively and precisely. Creative light is never stagnant, but is ever moving. This is why it's important that the fifth dimensional template is not only functioning stably, but fluidly. So, for those of you who know me, I love clear examples and that can be easily visualized. Well, I've taken a personal subject to help explain this process. I know you guys don't have this issue, but I felt you could change the subject very easily to relate to you personally. Hopefully, you have a pen and paper handy. If not, I'll give you a little time to get one because this is important. So I'm going to pause for a minute or so and see if you can just pop and get a little pad and paper and be able to make some drawings. Okay, I hope you're back. So here goes. On this paper, draw an equilateral triangle to hold your intention, and that's one where all the sides are equal. This is a visual representation as well as an energetic geometry that holds your intention. In the center of the triangle, please place your intention. Again, no more than two or three words. In my triangle, I place my intention to lose 10 pounds. At the base, I placed balanced diet. Next, on the one supporting side, I placed the words low carb. On the other supporting side, I placed the words eliminate sugar. Now, with that in place, I apply the seventh dimensional creative process as follows. Access the white star tetrahedron in your personal Merkaba and fill your intention with the fifth element of love and unity consciousness, which are found in the sacred heart consciousness of this white star tetrahedron. From this level of consciousness, access the seventh dimensional template of light that was retrieved at the Crystal Conference and also the new magnetic template that was seated in the earth by the crying collective consciousness. This magnetic template draws light to light. Now, this draws also the seventh dimensional template of undifferentiated source light and undifferentiated source magnetics into the sixth dimensional interface, where it is compressed so that it becomes usable in the fifth dimension. Now note, you have a template of pure source light energy and also pure undifferentiated source magnetics that are contained in the tenth ray of creation, which is available through the seventh dimensional gateway. Next, draw this compressed form of the magnetics of source that is newly available on Earth and also the seventh dimensional light template into the sixth dimension and then into your precise intention and geometry of the triangle. This creates a physical environment that allows these vast source energies to be used in your creation stably and fluidly. These energetic templates draw to you what you are requesting because you are light and draw light to light through your intention. Next, then organize and make these possibilities precise and coherent in the fifth dimension by using the fourth, fifth, and sixth rays of creation. Next, apply what you have created through the electromagnetic field of the fourth ray through the electromagnetics of your body and the earth for manifesting in your physical world. And that does it. So you are finished with that process. There's the example. And as you go through this process and experiment, don't forget to check into your creation often and make sure it's not wobbling and it's still true to form. And for all you that didn't have a chance maybe to write this down, once the this session is up on the Internet, you can play it over and over, and I'm sure that will become a little clearer.
I also want to add to that that there will be some PDF files, written files, with some diagrams and some specific how-to processes that you can experiment with. Hopefully we'll have the recordings and the transcriptions posted by the end of tomorrow, so they'll be available for you to review.
Now let's take a deep breath and assist Joan in bringing forth Master Katumi and Master Yeshua.